Title: Micro Loop Fills from Break Fragments Beginner. Alright, welcome in. Today we're doing one of the most fun, most that sounds like real jungle and DNB techniques you can learn in Ableton. Micro Loop Fills made from Break Fragments. Micro Loop Fills are those tight little stutters and rolls you hear right before a drop, or at the end of an 8 or 16 bar phrase. They're usually not new drum samples. They're tiny slices of the same break you're already using, repeated for a moment, maybe filtered or pitched a touch, and then snapped back into the full groove. And the goal today is simple. You're going to take one break, slice it into a drum rack, pick a few character hits, and build 3 to 5 fills you can reuse forever. Let's go. First, quick setup so Ableton feels DNB ready. Set your tempo to around 172 to 175 BPM. If you're not sure, set 174. That's a sweet spot. Then go to Preferences, Record Warp Launch. There's a setting called Auto Warp Long Samples. You can turn it off if you want less weirdness when dragging breaks in. It's optional, but it can save you a headache. Now make 3 tracks. Create an audio track called Break Source. This is where the original break lives. Create a MIDI track called Break Rack. This is where the sliced drum rack will be played. And create another audio track called Fill Print. This is for later, when we resample and print a fill to audio for extra grit and that authentic edited vibe. Cool. Now let's load a break and warp it properly, because everything depends on this. Drag in a classic break. Amen, think, funky drummer, whatever you've got. Drop it onto break source. Double-click the clip to open clip view. Turn warp on. Set warp mode to beats. For preserve, start with 1/16 if you want it tight and snappy. If it starts sounding too choppy, try 1/8. Now, find the first clean downbeat, like the real start of the loop where it feels like one. Right-click and choose set 1.1.1 here. Right-click again and choose warp from here. Straight. Then loop a clean section, usually 1 bar or 2 bars. Press play and listen carefully. Does it loop perfectly? Or does it feel flammy, like hits are drifting or doubling? If it's drifting, don't push forward yet. Fix it now. Zoom in. Check that your 1.1.1 is correct, and make sure the loop length matches what you think it is. Once it's looping perfectly in time, we do the main move. Right-click that warped break clip, and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. For slicing settings, choose the built-in option Slice to Drum Rack. Slice by Transient. Transients are usually best for breaks, because Ableton will detect the actual hits. If the transient slicing gives you a messy result, like it's slicing in weird spots, you can fall back to slicing by 1/16. But start with transient first. Hit OK, and Ableton builds a brand new MIDI track with a drum rack full of slices. This is the big mental shift. You're no longer editing one audio loop. You're now playing break fragments like one-shots. This is the foundation for micro fills. Now take a minute to audition the pads in the drum rack. Click through them and listen for the good stuff. You're looking for a few categories. 1 or 2 strong snares, something with a real crack and a clear transient, some ghost notes, little quiet ticks, mini snares, tiny shuffle hits that give movement, a hat texture, or a noisy top-end slice that can repeat without being too annoying, and the secret weapon, tails and air, little slices that are mostly room, vinyl, ambience, or the end of a hit. Those make loops feel glued together. Here's a workflow upgrade that will save you so much time. Make a little fill pool inside your drum rack. Pick your 4 to 8 favorite slices and move them next to each other on adjacent pads. Like snare, ghost, hat, tail, weird texture. Now you can keep your MIDI pattern the same and just swap which pad plays it. That means faster experimenting and less reprogramming. Also, rename a few pads. Seriously, call them snare 1, ghost, hat, tail. It feels small, but it makes you way faster later. Now we build your first micro loop fill using MIDI. Beginner friendly, super controllable. On the break rack track, create a 1-bar MIDI clip. And we're going to place the fill in a classic spot, the end of a phrase. If you've got a 4-bar loop, a super common place is the last half beat of bar 4. If you're building 8 or 16 bars, put it at the end of bar 8 or bar 16. That's where fills feel intentional, like they're guiding the listener into the next section. Let's do a simple example. And 1/8 or 1/16 snare stutter into the turnaround. Go to the last half bar of your phrase and place repeated notes on a snare slice. Turn on fixed grid. Start with a 1/16 grid. Now here's a big tip. Keep the note length short, like 1/32 to 1/16. Short notes often sound cleaner, because you're not letting long tails overlap and smear. Now make it musical, not robotic. Use velocity like it's your groove control. Here's a great beginner pattern. First hit strong, then alternate down. Try something like 120, then 90, then 110, then 85. You'll instantly hear it stop sounding like a machine gun and start sounding like a drummer, getting excited. And don't be afraid to remove one hit. That little catch moment, where you expect a hit and it's missing, can be more hype than adding extra notes. Now another coaching tip. Use two grids. First, set your grid to 1/8 and sketch the fill rhythm, just the main energy spikes. Then switch to 1/16 or even 1/32 and add only one or two extra hits for speed. That's the difference between designed fill and random tapping. Also, watch out for double transient flams. If you trigger two different snare slices super close together, it can sound like you messed up timing. If you want two hits close together, make one of them a ghost note, way lower velocity. Or use a tail slice for the second hit instead of another full snare transient. Now let's do the super fast jungle style method. Micro loops using clip looping on audio. This is where you feel like an editor, not a programmer. Take a piece of audio you can loop. You can duplicate your original break clip on an audio track, or later you can resample your rack and use that. For now, duplicating the break is fine. In arrangement view, highlight a tiny region. Try a 1/8 note for a classic stutter. Try 1/16 if you want it glitchier. Try 1/4 if you want more of a rolling repeat. Then press Command L on Mac or Control L on Windows to loop selection. Now drag the loop braces so that tiny fragment repeats for maybe a quarter bar to half a bar. Then hard cut back to the full groove. That hard cut is the point. You're creating tension by limiting what the listener hears, then releasing it by returning to the full break. If you want a pro placement that basically always works, do the micro loop for half a bar, then cut back to the full break right on the drop or on the start of the next phrase. Instant energy. Now we're going to make these fills sound controlled and punchy with a simple Ableton stock chain. You can put this chain on the break rack track, or even better, route just your fill moments to a dedicated fill bus. But as a beginner, putting it on the track is totally fine to start. First, EQ 8, high pass at around 30 to 40 HC just to remove rumble. If the break sounds boxy, do a small dip around 250 to 400 HC. If you need a bit more snap, a tiny lift around 7 to 10 KHC can help. Tiny, don't go crazy. Second, drum bus, drive around 5 to 15%. Gentle first, add a little crunch if you want edge, like 0 to 10%. Usually leave boom off for this, because your kick and sub should own the low end in D and B. Third, saturator. Set it to analog clip. Drive 1 to 4 dB. Turn soft clip on. This is one of the easiest ways to make break slices feel like they've been printed. It thickens them without needing fancy plugins. Fourth, glue compressor. Attack around 3 milliseconds, release on auto, ratio 2:1. You're aiming for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on the loudest fill moments. You're not crushing it. You're just helping it feel like one thing. And last, a limiter for safety. Ceiling at minus 0.3 dB. You want it catching peaks, not smashing the life out of it. If this chain feels too heavy, don't fight it. Remove a device. The best chain is the one that gets you the sound fast without breaking your groove. Now let's add movement. This is where fills start to feel like they lift into the next section. Add auto filter. Set it to low pass. Automate the frequency so it closes during the fill, like from 6 to 10 kHz down toward 1 to 3 kHz. Then snap it back open right when the groove returns. Add just a touch of resonance, around 10 to 20%, to create tension. Then add reverb, but keep it subtle. This is important in D&B because you want drums mostly dry and punchy. Try a decay of 0.8 to 1.5 seconds. Pre-delay 10 to 25 milliseconds. High cut around 6 to 10 kHz. Dry wet around 5 to 12%. Now automate the reverb so it only rises on the last hit or two of the fill. That's the classic move. Dry drums, quick space splash, back to dry. The contrast makes it feel huge. Optional, but highly recommended, resample your fill to audio. This is where it starts sounding like real edited jungle. Go to your fill print track, set its input to resampling. Arm it. Record the fill section while it plays. Now you've got an audio version of your fill, and you can do tiny edits that feel amazing. You can reverse a tiny slice. You can add small fades so there are no clicks. You can make a micro gap for that cut feeling. And if you want extra grit, add redux lightly. Downsample around 2 to 6. Keep bit depth relatively high, like 12 to 16, so it stays subtle. The goal is texture, not total destruction. Now, a couple quick tests and fixes, because this is where beginners usually get stuck. If the timing feels sloppy, it's almost always warp. Go back, make sure 1.1.1 is correct, and make sure warp mode is beats. If the fill is too loud and destroys the groove, don't only turn the track down. Lower velocities on the repeated hits. That reduces transient dominance and keeps the groove intact. If your fills feel random, limit yourself to 2-4 character slices. Snare, ghost, hat, tail. Simpler patterns hit harder in D&B. If you get clicks and pops when looping tiny audio, add tiny fades, and consider looping a slightly longer fragment like 1/8 instead of 1/16. And if the fill is fighting your kick and sub, high pass the fill harder than you think. On fills, an 80-120 Hz high pass is common. For darker rollers, you can go 100-150 Hz and it can actually sound heavier overall, because the sub stays clean and dominant. Here are a few variation ideas you can try once your first stutter is working. 1. Call and response stutter. Alternate a snare slice and a hat or texture slice on a 1/16 grid for the last half bar. Keep the snare louder. Let the texture answer quietly. It will sound like a designed pattern, not chaos. 2. A quick triplet hiccup. In the fill only, turn on triplet grid and do a tiny 1/8 triplet burst for just one beat. Then return to straight time. It creates surprise without changing the whole track's feel. 3. Pitch stair fill. Duplicate a snare slice to 3 pads. Pitch them 0, minus 2 semitones, and minus 5 semitones. Program a short ascending run in the last quarter bar. It sounds intentional immediately. 4. A density ramp. First half of the fill feels like 1/8. Second half tightens to 1/16. That's acceleration without complicated processing. 5. Tail catcher. Loop a room or vinyl tail slice quietly underneath a snare stutter. That tail glues everything together so it doesn't feel like repeated one-shots. Now let's lock in a mini practice plan, so you actually leave with usable fills. Pick a 1-bar break, slice it to drum rock, and build a 16-bar drum arrangement at 174 BPM. Then make 3 fills, each used once. This audio version is shortened for playback.